The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love the stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. We help people all the time promote different things they have going on, obviously businesses, but Kenny is a musician. Hey, Kenny, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Thompson, how you doing?
Doing well, sir. Please, please. Mr. Thompson is some other guy. I was going to say my dad, but he's dead. So, Mr. Thompson.
That's Kenny the Patriot.
Yes, Kenny the Patriot.
What's
you know
up,
Kenny
man?
The Patriot?
Yes, I know Kenny the Patriot.
I noticed Kenny's not like, oh, I know Lawrence. I notice he's not claiming you. So, anyways. Kenny, tell us about yourself. Tell us about, how old are you?
I'm 14, and I'm a musician in upstate New York, and I'm trying to spread a message of positivity, patriotism, and respect.
God bless you, my son. God bless you, because obviously, as you know, you are actually the front line. You've got to be surrounded by a whole lot of knuckleheads your age.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
Do you see a lot of people is your age in school or whatever that really aren't engaged, or if they are only being given one message, a failed message from people on the left?
Yeah, I feel like schools nowadays, like kids are just completely apathetic. They're unaware. I mean, they're really great people, but I mean, people don't pay a lot of attention anymore.
So what do you think? I am asked this probably question more than any other. If I speechify, if I'm at CPAC, a Tea Party gathering, whatever, where I go and talk to people, or if I'm at dinner and people talk about, you know, how we change things for the better, I get over and over again, how do we reach young people? How do we talk? And I keep telling them, entertainment and be able to joke around. Kenny, younger people, we got to reach you through entertainment, right?
I think you're absolutely right.
And I would also say it's got to be not politically correct. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that.
A couple of months ago, I've told this story on the air, I met with a group of high school students here in Dallas as part of this film festival thing, Kenny. And toward the end of it, and I spoke like with six different classes all day, the first class I stumbled upon at the end, I started talking about safe spaces and political correctness and people being offended. And I noticed everybody kind of perked up, and I was like, all right, here it comes. They're going to start attacking me for this because I was calling them out a little bit. And I just said, the heck with it. I'm going big. And I said, the only way you're not going to be offended, there's only one guaranteed way. It's 100% effective. Don't be offended. And there's no other way. In other words, it's on you to not be offended, not somebody else. And Kenny, they stood up and cheered. And I was like, wait a minute. Younger people get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic. There is hope for my generation, I think.
Oh, absolutely. But do you think that's right, though, that there is a difference right now with your generation, maybe even people a couple years older than you, all the way up to, I'd say, probably 18, that they are fighting back, regardless of their political views, against political correctness and safe spaces and stuff?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, a lot of my generation, from what I see around myself, are some really deep thinkers. And, yeah, I'm totally optimistic.
I have a clip of one of your songs. Do we know which one this is? Do we only get one? Selfless. Is this an original song of yours?
I'm not sure which song.
Selfless. Selfless.
Selfless. Yeah, this is an original song. We wrote it and we produced it over the summer as part of my album.
Awesome. Let me hear this. Let me hear some.
I see a man. Didn't ask for a dime, didn't call it a favor. Collar painted blue on a red and white striped shirt, holding out a helping hand. He's always putting others first. Cruising down the highway, reading what the signs say.
Okay, I think, Kenny, that's awesome. And I think that's actually called American, right? Did we get the wrong cut?
Selfless.
What's that?
Yeah, you got it right. It was Selfless.
Oh, that is Selfless. Okay. Wow, that's awesome. So the concept is, I mean, you got to be selfless. Yeah. Americans are selfless, right?
Right. It's very pro-America, pro-veterans, and how they put others first. I mean, the verse you were playing was completely describing the American.
Okay, Kenny, you are quickly encroaching my list of people, and you may be added at some point of people I hate. Lawrence B. Jones has been on that list, and J.J. Abrams is on the list. Elon Musk is on the list. People who actually do stuff and have talent.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm serious about this. Because, Kenny, when I was 14, I mean, I was all full of piss and vinegar, and I got a lot of stuff, but I just kind of stood there and screamed at the clouds.
Right.
I didn't actually have any ability or drive to do anything but just be pissed
off. Kenny, actually, I've known his dad for a while, but he got to play the guitar, right, Kenny, at CPAC last year. I mean, I didn't get to speak at CPAC. Until I was like 22.
Yeah. Lawrence, until you were 22, I still haven't spoken CPAC.
Yeah, but I mean, he's doing it at like 13.
Okay. Wow, Kenny. So, I mean, you're driven and you actually have some talent.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
So what's your goal? What are you doing? What are you working on? We're going to build up some attention. We're going to drive some people so they know who you are and help promote you. What's your goal after that?
I want to continue to create positive change. I want to inspire and unify using my music. In general, I want to be a difference maker.
Kenny, what issue in the country are you most passionate about?
So I try to remain less political and more patriotism.
Okay.
Because it's
that's good.
It's less divisive.
Mm-hmm.
Less divisive. I mean, you can't really hate someone for asking you to show respect and be patriotic.
Wow, that's a really good point, Kenny.
That's good.
All right, so tell us how people can find you.
So you can find me on Facebook. My tag is Kenneth.Kakady.
And Kakady is K-A-K-A-T-Y.
Yes.
Okay, just so people know, K-A-K-A-T-Y.
That would probably be the best place to go. You could also go to my website, KennyKakady.com.
Okay.
I'm also on like Instagram, YouTube, all that stuff, but Facebook is really where I focus my...
Gotcha.
Content.
All right, so we'll tweet out a link to it. We'll post it on Facebook. We'll spread it across our social media platforms so people can find you. But I love the idea, Kenny, and I hope you stay with it. If you need help from me, I'll help you out any way I can. We try to help people. We want to help people make their lives better. But the one thing I encourage you to do, if you want to help people too, and I think you're on the right track, often, and I do this myself, we think of these broad-reaching help, you know, trying to help people in the, you know, broadcasting, mass appeal. But, you know, if you can inspire and help one person, sounds cliche, but that one little extra help along the way, lend a helping hand, help people, promote them above you. If you do that, my friend, you are going to be amazingly successful because you got the right attitude and you got the drive.
Thank you so much. That's a great point.
All right, buddy. Hang in there. Let me know what I can do to help, all right?
Good luck, Kenny.
Thank you so much.
Kenny Kakady. Last name, K-A-K-A-T-Y, Kakady.
Smart kid.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.